Well, Consumer Reports says about 1 in 5 Americans will return at least one gift.
Done.
Yeah. Did that, did you? Already?
Already,
yeah.
Huh?
Yes. Huh. Yeah, wow. I didn't work yesterday. So
what'd you return?
I took back a shirt and got a different one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Here, didn't like it? Didn't fit? What?
I didn't like it. I had one similar.
Hassled?
No.
Okay.
No, walked in, picked up another one, walked out.
There you go.
Oh, that's good.
Here are the tips. Be sure and get your receipt there. Know how much time you have to return the gift. Bring your driver license. Be sure before you open the box, because once the box is open, sometimes merchants don't like you to, you know, bring that back. Or there could be a restocking fee. And know where to go, especially if you bought the item online. The merchant may have some walk-in stores. And something I'll talk about tomorrow with you two techno whizzes that I didn't know about till yesterday. Duh. But having to do with shopping online. But we'll do that tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
It's a good year also for holiday. Yeah, a little tease. Good year for holiday spending also means, though, a busy year for those returns. Liquidity Services, a company that helps stores resell returned merchandise. Its CEO says this may be the biggest return season ever because the brick-and-mortar stores have had to loosen their return policies to compete with the more generous guidelines of the online competitors.
Speaking of online competitors, I don't know if you have this story, but have you seen the story where Amazon has applied for a patent?
Yeah.
Where you can preemptively return things?
Yeah. We
did that story about 2 weeks ago. Yeah, and I've got another story on it today because apparently more people are just learning about it. And, yeah, that really is. You talk about blocking the move. They'll take the corner to block. Yeah.
The reason for the season is strong.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'll take Maury Povich to block. I mean, really. You're going to send something to them and you get this card back going, not so much. Yeah, I don't think so. Thanks a lot.
The person you're trying to gift this item has already received a similar item, so we have taken the opportunity or made it convenient for you and just issued them online credit.
I'm thinking if Hallmark is on top of this, they go ahead and put an e-card together on this. Thanks for the thought. Let me choose my own. Don't do it like that, but I mean, kind of thanks for the thought, but let me choose my own present. Your thoughtfulness is greatly appreciated that I can now defer your money to buy something that I'd really like to have. And I'll think of you every time I use it instead of that piece of garbage you were going to give me. Something like that?
I mean, how many times will Scott get on that list? I'm just saying.
Yeah, let you know.
I mean, he's kind of well known.
Well, you know.
Then you can personalize it. I've already got one of these things.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. So, we'll be going for that.
Got all that ketchup flavored taters, chips I need.
That's right. Yeah. But hey, man, I'm just telling you, beef gravy is not bad. Don't knock it until you try it. All right. Well, you're in the middle of Canada. Anything could taste good. All right. It's 8:16, and Crystal's here this morning from the animal shelter. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Excellent. We still have time to give a nice holiday to some doggies and cats from the animal shelter, don't we?
We do. And I have super exciting news.
Tell me.
Over the 12 days of Christmas, which we did the 12 business days before Christmas, we got 101 animals homes for the holidays.
Outstanding. That's great.
Permanent homes for the holidays. Let's hope they don't return them like you guys were talking about earlier.
They get new families. Yeah, they do. They get forever homes.
And it's awesome. We're back in the swing of things this week. Everything's back to normal pricing. But we do have a lot of puppies still. We have some cats and kittens, and we still have some rats for adoption.
Oh, well, there you go, if you're into that sort of thing, sure.
Yes, and they are pet rats. I don't want people thinking we have rats running around the animal shelter, because
they're
in cages.
Sure. Now, one of the things also that people ought to think about, which is a great bargain, and that is to microchip your animal.
Absolutely, especially if you're traveling. It never hurts to have extra identification, and a microchip is permanent, which is really awesome. And it's only $10.
Yeah, consider if you keep the pet for 10 years, that's $1 a year. What happens is they get picked up, they get scanned, and the information's there on the chip. Right?
Yes, it is not a GPS. No. So we cannot find it on a map.
It does
prove to be permanent identification. Just like your rabies tag or anything has a number, the microchip has a number that's associated with it. And also, it's the end of the year, or getting towards the end of the year, so if you want to do last-minute donation, and you can do it in memory or in honor of your furry friend or your human friend.
Oh, okay, sure.
So that person that has everything a great thing would be a donation to the animal shelter.
Yeah, it really would. Okay, if they want some more information about all this, how do we do that?
BrazosTheAnimalShelter.org. You can find us on Facebook, or you can call us at 979-775-5755.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, Crystal.
All right,
I appreciate
thank
that.
Thank you.
You bet. We visit with folks from the animal shelter on Tuesdays, and also we visit with the folks from the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. New face, new voice here. Amanda, who's a new member of the staff at the chamber, joins us. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. And you've got a list of things that are going on in the city?
I do. There's a lot going on, actually. You'd think it'd be a kind of a slow time of the year right now, but we do have quite a few things going on. We've got our, on January the 8th, we're doing the Chamber of Commerce Ticket Challenge. It's with the Texas A&M Women's Basketball. It's their game versus Colorado. It's at Reed Arena at 7 p.m. And the top three chamber businesses that buy tickets to this game, they're going to get an autographed basketball from the team, which is pretty amazing from these great group of young girls. And the top buying business will get a 60-second promotional spot that's going to be aired on the Jumbotron at a future home game, which
excellent.
Is a game, it's versus Oklahoma State, so it's going to be a big game. And tickets are going to be at a discounted price for $3 for general admission or $5 for the lower reserve. And if you want complete details about it, just go to our website or you can call the chamber office. And then we've also got a couple of deluxe ribbon cuttings going on. Wednesday, January the 5th from 4:30 to 5:30. We have a deluxe ribbon cutting at Studio Fit. It is at 2423 Earl Rudder Freeway in College Station. And they are now offering Gravity Group Fitness. We've also got another deluxe ribbon cutting coming up January 11th from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. at Charles and Sue's. They're opening the new School of Hair Design there. And it is at 1711 Briarcrest Drive. So same spot. They just kind of, remodeled that location there. And they're a new chamber member with us. So congratulations to them. And then we've got a great business after hours function coming up Thursday, January the 20th. It is at the Briarcrest Country Club. And that is located at 1929 Country Club Drive in Bryan. And it's from 5:30 to 7 o'clock p.m. So that's a great way to, come and meet people.
Bring your business cards.
And bring your business cards and socialize. And then we've got a real big event for us in January is the Economic Outlook Conference, Thursday, January 25th. This is going to be at the Hilton from 7:45 in the morning till 2 p.m. in the afternoon. Tickets are $65, or if you'd like to get a table of eight, it's $570. The speakers, the keynote speaker is Dr. Bowden Lofton from A&M, obviously the, A&M president, and Dr. Nancy Dickey at the A&M Health and Science Center, Dr. Brett Giorier. I'm so sorry if I botched that last name up there.
You are. Okay.
That's terrible of me, but he's with the TAMU Systems Vice Chancellor, and Dr. Jack Buckley at the Healthcare Consultant, and Dr. James Gaines at the Real Estate Center. And that this event is going to be sponsored by Wells Fargo. And then also we've got the Chamber Board Launch, which is it's our website at www.bcschamber.org. It is sponsored by Reynolds & Reynolds, and it is free job postings for chamber members. They can go on there and post any job openings that they have if you're a chamber member, and that is completely free up until March 31st, 2011. So it's a good place to, to post jobs and people searching for jobs to go on there and look for those. So that's just a few things going on. And even though Christmas is up, all the after Christmas sales are going on. So we're still urging to shop local,
sure.
Because it's definitely where our jobs are. So just get out there and get those good bargains, bought. And I just want to thank the City of Bryan for being our Platinum Member Sponsor of the Week this week.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you to the City of Bryan. And we are going to be closed this Thursday and Friday in celebration of the new year. We'll mm-hmm. close Thursday around noon, 1 o'clock-ish,
okay.
and then we'll close all day on Friday.
All right.
So Happy New Year's to everybody,
sure.
and looking forward to a great 2011.
Well, again, welcome back to Bryan College Station, because you're from here and working for the Chamber. We'll look forward to chatting with you.
Thank you so much.
You bet. That's
you
amazing.
Too.
We visit with folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays on News Talk 1620.